Rounding up the day's news, and as it happens, this is Drive Time on BBC Radio Kent. There's just 102 days until the start of the Olympic Games in London. But have you been practicing your Meyukatami? Meyukami? Or your Honkesegatami? Wow, it's convincing, isn't it? You mean to say you've not thrown your judogi? Well, it's probably because you're not one of Great Britain's finest in the sport of judo. It's all Kayaka Shinkai Karate for me, you see. They gathered in Dartford today ahead of the European Championships in Russia next week and had a special visit from Kent's most recognisable Olympic heroine. This report comes from our sports reporter, Ben Croucher. Hi-ya!
Now, you can barely walk down the street these days without the O word forced upon you. This Wednesday represents just 100 days to go until the Olympic Games. Well, I've gone to Dartford, the home of the British Performance Institute, to see how preparations are going ahead of the final major competition before the Summer Spectacular.
When you think of Britain's bank of sports at the Olympics, you think cycling, maybe rowing or sailing as well. But in judo, Kay Howie's silver at Sydney in 2000 was GB's last Olympic judo success. But thanks to more than £7 million of investment in the sport, including a three-year-old purpose-built facility in Dartford, 2012 might just be the year we stop that rot.
You know, obviously they want to take a full team that can perform. You know, I think if we get the right team out there, I think they're all capable of putting in, you know, some good performances, you know, and hopefully some great performances. Hopefully myself one of them.
That's the three-time Olympian and reigning European bronze medalist Karina Bryant. Despite her pedigree, a spot at London 2012 isn't assured. There's only one place per weight on the GB team. Admittedly, it's double than Beijing 4 years ago, but following a week-long training camp in Dartford, next week's European Championships in Russia represents the last major opportunity for GB's judokas to force their way into the team. But would the prestige of representing your country at a home Olympics be enough for one of Kent's brightest young stars?
My name's Ashley McKenzie. I'm 22 years of age. I train in Tunbridge. I come to Dartford on the full-time centre. It's a case of getting there and getting the medals, you know what I mean? I don't want to get this carried away about going. And once I get there, I'm like, hey, I've gone. Like, that's not for me. I want to get a gold, you know what I mean?
Is that realistic?
I've beaten a world champion and I've beaten the European champion, so I can beat the best, you know what I mean? But putting it where in the day is going to be really hard, and hey, anything's possible here, so I'll go for it.
Today was mainly an opportunity for Kent's most famous Olympian to share her pearls of wisdom with the squad.
In my role as Team GB ambassador, I've been able to come and speak to some sports and give our own experiences and expertise and knowledge.
The unmistakable voice of Hildebrand's double Olympic champion Dame Kelly Holmes there. She spent 15 minutes trying to keep the squad focused and as prepared as possible ahead of the biggest sporting event of their lives.
When you're going into any major championship year, and especially Olympic year, about 100 days before, you want to be just focused on the here and the now and every day. You know, the Olympics is going to come, and of course that's going to be in the back of a lot of people's mind, but at this time it's about selection, being the best you can be.
Holmes provided particular inspiration for one of Great Britain's youngest hopeful, 16-year-old Katie Jemima Yates Brown from Tunbridge.
She's from Tunbridge, and it just shows that it doesn't happen far away, it happens here, and if she can do it, so can you.
Although she wasn't born when Holmes won her first international medal in 1994. Yates Brown believes that age is no barrier and that if she's good enough to compete at London 2012, she's certainly old enough.
Well, obviously I am young and Rio has always been my aim. If 2012 happens, then obviously I'd go. And I don't think it's too soon, because you're just there to fight, and if I do a good result at Europeans, then why shouldn't I go?
Today you got a real sense that no judoka would be taking their spot in the GB team for granted. For some rank the best in the country, even the best in the continent, they'll be leaving everything on the mat at the forthcoming European champs. The ecstasy, the heartbreak, the realisation of a dream could be just a nip on away. This is Ben Croucher reporting for BBC Radio Kent at the British Judo Performance Institute in Dartford.
I've learned something new today. A judoka, member of judo team. That's fantastic, isn't it? It's like something out of Star Wars.